This podcast is brought to you by Sarens, Nothing Too Heavy, Nothing Too High. Friday, August 28th, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sheila Baradas. Making headlines today. Eskom has said that it is determined to achieve break-even at an operating level in the 2009-2010 financial year. And CEO Jacob Marocha emphasized that ensuring a sustainable funding solution for the future was imperative. Eskom, which posted a 9.7 billion loss for the year ended March 2009, expects an 80 billion funding shortfall for its expansion plans. Marocha added that the utility would have a funding model finalized by the end of September. Eskom chairperson Bobby Godsell said that the most important issue was to get clarity from South Africa on what an acceptable electricity tariff would be, one that would allow Eskom, co-generating industries and independent power producers to get a fair return on power produced. JSE-listed construction firm Basil Reed had secured new orders amounting to $2 billion in the first half of 2009, pushing its order book to $6.2 billion, the company said on Thursday, when it announced a 25% increase in interim earnings a share. At the end of June 2008, the company's order book stood at $5.4 billion. For the 6 months ended June 30th, Basil Reed had achieved earnings of 141.21 cents a share, compared with the 113.14 cents a share recorded in the previous corresponding period. The company's operating profit jumped by 43% to 181.8 million, translating into an operating margin of 8.8%. Turnover increased by 47% to 2.1 billion, compared with the 2008 figure of 1.4 billion, with net profit attributable to ordinary shareholders increasing by 43% to 122.1 million. Basil Reed reported that it was exploring expansionary activities across Africa, the Middle East, and Australia. Also making headlines, Marion Roberts is to expand into the Middle East, South America, and Asia. South Africa's electricity demand to pick up in 2010, and AFROC's profit slumps 57% in an extremely tough interim period. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.